Hey, I'm Joy Kaya, and I've enjoyed running my own business for over a decade. And I love talking about all things spirituality, metaphysics, leadership, business, and community building. My favorite part of my work is spending time with wildly ambitious soul-led entrepreneurs, visionaries, and change makers. And I want to share their magic with you too. So I've invited some of my favorite leaders, mentors, and business besties to share their wisdom with you. We talk all things self-development, business strategy, and what it takes to be in alignment mentally and emotionally so you can do the thing you were born to do. A bit about me, I am a soul-led entrepreneur, podcaster, mother of four, and the most grounded free spirit you will ever meet. A crystal-loving, boot-wearing lady who is unapologetic, wild, and raw. I am all for finding your passion and directing it into your purpose. And of course, doing it in style with sparkle and sass. I teach you here how to navigate the fun and the hard stuff around running a business, becoming a CEO, sharing your message, and making your impact. So get ready to learn, expand, and grow. This is the Wild Soul Academy podcast. Hello, friend, and welcome to another episode. I'm really glad you're here today. All right, we are going to be talking about developing a business that you love, and I'm really excited to dive in. I want us to really think about a business in a bigger picture point of view. And I'm talking to anyone who has a passion in their heart, a side hustle that they're working on. It doesn't have to look a certain way. We just want to get very intentional around what kind of business we are actually building. Maybe we are talking about that side hustle, or maybe we're talking about a business that you spend time in every single day. Either way, we want to get very intentional around what we are building. And I also want you to give yourself permission to call it a business. I think it's really important that we allow ourselves to step into that mindset of, no, this isn't just a hobby. And you may be thinking, well, I'm not really bringing in the income level to match it, to equate as a business in my mind. But here's the thing. That's in your mind. That is your belief. It's not necessarily the truth. So part of this work in developing a business that we love is to allow ourselves to consider it a business. So I just want to say that before we dive in, because I don't want you to skip this episode because you think it doesn't apply to you. It does apply to you. You are creating a company, a brand, a business. And I use those words interchangeably. Ultimately, it is something that is your passion. It is something that allows you to express your love legacy and make an impact in the world, in your community, with your friends, with your family, with the people that you serve. What kind of business are you developing today? And what will it be in the future? We call this your business model. And in the business strategy world, when we're looking at a business model, it is the beginning point. We want to know where we are going. This business model should be focused on your levels of enjoyment, sustainability, scalability, and repeatability for your work and your brand. And a lot of businesses, when just starting out, think, oh, we'll just go with the flow, we'll just see what happens. But it is a game changer to just dive into those four key things: enjoyment, sustainability, scalability, and repeatability. I want to caution you with the let's just wing it approach, because I love organic growth. I love a budding business. I love that approach. I think it's fantastic. But I also believe in owning our worth and creating a brand that we love from day one. From day one. So my passion is in helping female business owners create businesses that light them up in their hearts and in their bank accounts. All right. So let's dive into the four key areas that we want to consider when beginning our business. Number one, the enjoyment factor. The best business model is the one that works best for you. Looking at others in your area of expertise and how they run their businesses can actually be really helpful at a glance. But we also, when we do that, we have to be very aware of the copy trap. And the copy trap is where we try to replicate their offerings and how they run their businesses, and then find ourselves as a result miserable and quitting before we ever create the business of our dreams. This little cautionary tale, this little moment of me sharing this with you, will save you years of trial and error. When we are thinking about looking at others and how they're running the business of their dreams, we're doing that so that we can get an idea of how we can structure our business. But it's really important that we're looking at four key areas when we're doing this. And if you can check off these four areas, then look deeper into their business. Try to understand what it is that they're doing to create the outcome that they have. What are those four key areas that you want to really consider? So you're looking at someone's platform and how they're running the business. You want to make sure that if you're looking at that, you want to ask this: is it right for my personality? It's really important that we align your work with your zone of genius and your deep wisdom. Life has given you talents and strengths, and it's dished you out some mighty lessons in your time. So you want to incorporate them into the sacred work you feel called to do. Want to make sure if you're looking at someone's business model and their approach to business, that it's going to give you that enjoyment factor. And the way we do that is we make sure it's right for our personality. Let me give you an example. For me, I understand that I offer opportunities for budding entrepreneurs and for entrepreneurs who want to accelerate in their business. And I work with CEOs. So I kind of work with the three stages of business for female entrepreneurs. In the different levels, sometimes I work 20% of the time one-on-one, and 80% of it is on-demand learning and trainings. Other times it's 50-50, and then other times it's more one-on-one, and then just a few tools and on-demand trainings that they can tap into. It's really about what my personality loves. So when I'm looking at those parts of my business, I have to structure my programs in a way that really allows the client to have their best experience. And I need to make sure it's right for me. I need to make sure that when I show up, I'm 100% on and that I'm not dreading having to show up. It's key that I schedule my one-on-one time and my live teaching time. I schedule it in a way that works for my personality. I also create my programs based on what's right for the client and what they need to learn at this time. So all of these things are really, really important to consider. But remember, what works for you is number one. That's why the enjoyment factor is the number one thing on my list, because it really does come down to, are you happy doing it? Is this something that lights you up? So is it right for your personality is the first thing we ask ourselves in the enjoyment factor piece. The second thing we look at is, does it produce peace, ambition, and ease? These are really odd words to put together. But the magic of loving your work is in the blended energy of your happiness and fulfillment, and aligning that with your intention and your ambition. I want you to think about this, allowing grace and ambition to work together. If you will give yourself grace, which means you allow yourself to make mistakes, you understand there's a learning curve, and then you match that with this fiery energy of ambition, then you have that fierce energy to get the results that you crave. My friend, it is having that feminine and that masculine energy intertwined to go get that thing, to create the traction in your business. Whatever it is that you're going to do, it has to feel peaceful and centering and really good inside, but then it also has to have enough energy around that said thing, that business, that project. It has to be fiery enough and exciting enough for you to go and make it happen. And we want to have that feeling every day in our business. So the work I do, I work with female entrepreneurs, but I also make sure that I'm doing soul work with those entrepreneurs. So we're working on the inside and their why and what wakes them up. That is that inner thing for me where I feel I'm showing up and I'm able to serve and awaken women to the work that is calling them. I help them give themselves permission to go and create that said thing. I help them break through the glass ceilings that are holding them back, those limitations. So that's a deep piece of my why. But I also love, love, love doing business strategy and solving problems and finding new opportunities for us to express that as a company. So that ambition energy is awakened in me every single day. So we need both. It needs to feel calming and good and centering. And then it also needs to spark and ignite you. So really give that some food for thought as you're sitting with your business, the thing that you're creating. It has to give you both. All right, then the third thing we want to consider in the enjoyment factor is that it's simple and it's simply perfect. So just be you. We want to make sure you're doing something where you just can be you. And if you make things complicated, it's always going to burn you out. So simple is perfect is the motto. And we want to make sure that we're doing that. And so we want to ask ourselves, like, in doing this business, how am I spending my days? And then how do I want to spend my days? So let's say right now that you're a maker, that you create candles, but you're not just creating the candles, you're doing the social media, you're doing the web design, you're doing the Facebook and the Instagram ads, you're doing all the things to generate business. And that stuff you don't like to do. So we want to make sure you have a plan. I understand you might not be able to hire an entire team right away, but maybe you have a VA who works for you 5 days or 5 hours a week, very small amount of overhead that way, but they're doing some of that busy work because they know how to do it really well and they're batching it and they're getting it done. So your social media is taken care of, your website design is taken care of, they're making sure your newsletter goes out to your audience or whatever it is, but they're helping you because they specialize in that and they're able to help you get what you're probably spending most of your time doing off your plate. Think about simple solutions. Don't just stop here. If it's not a simple business model, you don't just give up. You find ways to craft the business, create and structure the business so that it balances you and it creates that simple is perfect mentality in your business to what? Give you that enjoyment factor. The fourth thing we want to remember to stay in that enjoyment factor is to be magnetic. The clearer we become with what we want, the quicker the right people and the right circumstances will come to us. So we want to give place for abundance and magic and manifestation to attach to. So if you really are challenged right now creating that enjoyment factor, let's say you've been starting this business for about 6 months to a year, and you're starting to give up because it's not really working out the way you thought it would. Maybe it's time to look back and zoom out and look at your behaviors and your actions and where your energy has been and ask yourself, am I doing the things I love? It's kind of going back to that simple is perfect. Keeping your process in the very beginning simple is the key. You want to do things and behave in your business that bring you joy, that bring you the sales, the clients, because that's when you decide if you really love it. So getting through the enjoyment factor piece, it is a journey, but it is so essential that when you're developing a business, that number one, you want it to be enjoyable. So we want that enjoyment factor. All right, let's move to number two, sustainability. The business model is the plan for how you run your business and how you make money. It's important to note that a business model can be very simple or it can be very complex, like I was mentioning. So depending on what type of organization, business, brand you're creating, what kind of services and products you're selling, it's going to change how you create sustainability. Make sure that whatever your industry niche is, it's important to ensure that you're doing the thing that you love. For example, if you love to bake and you're well known for your amazing cakes that you make and your creative ways of making them, and everyone's raving about it, and you're like, oh my gosh, this can become a business, and you decide to open up a brick and mortar, a bakery shop, and you highly dislike working with the public, you don't like being at the counter and servicing them, then maybe you should not open that cakery. Maybe if you want to be just the baker, you have a staff that's at the front, if you can afford that, or maybe you just make cakes for special occasion by an order basis and you have more of a referral business. We want to be aware of what we're really creating. This is when we really want to begin to understand, what is it that I truly want to build? All right. And when we know what we really want to build, we do create that sustainability. Your business model will help you identify that structure. So I'm going to give you some examples of business models to consider if you haven't yet. Most of the time, we just open up our shop and we start working with clients or we start making the thing, but we never think about the business model that we're developing. So let's dive into this. I don't know if you guys know this, but I love business strategy. It is my jam. I love to do it all the time. All right. Service model is the very first one. In this model, it might sound familiar to you. In this model, you offer solutions and one-on-one services to help the client move through a series of steps or challenges. Many budding entrepreneurs start with this model. This is often a time for money approach, so you're being paid by the hour. You may package your hourly offering, or your client might just come to you, see you, and they pay you every time they work with you. So some of the examples of what that can look like would be a photographer, a coach, massage therapy, a counselor, bookkeeping, social media management, etc. That is the service model. Usually it's a solopreneur, or there's an entrepreneur who has like a VA, someone who's working a few hours, or a copywriter helping them out. But ultimately, they're the only service provider in the business. Okay, the second one we're going to talk about is the consulting business model. These are often companies, so there's a team, that provide consulting services by hiring experienced and qualified people and having them assigned to different client projects. And then they have a specific consulting business method or process that they work their clients through. Their job is to really transform other companies. And sometimes this is a medium touch, but it often is a high touch experience. This can look so many different ways, but usually it's some kind of roadmap of milestones that are guaranteed by the consultant business model, by the consultant themselves, or a consulting firm. And they'll walk the client through a series of milestones. And this is often like a retainer that they pay ahead for the entire time that they're working with them, or they're paying a monthly retainer during a certain period of time. This is a very contract heavy type of business, and you can move from service to consulting for sure. The third one I want to talk about is the agency model. So when you think of consulting, think about coaching, business strategy, helping people move through. The agency model is more a done-for-you experience. This would look like a company or an entrepreneur hiring an agency, like a PR agency or a marketing agency or a web SEO agency. They're going to do a package and they're going to do all of this work for the business that they're serving. Okay, The other model I want to talk about that's very, very popular and high trending online is the teacher model. This is instructing and facilitating groups in a low to medium touch experience. Examples would look like authors, speakers, podcasters, online course providers, bloggers, that kind of thing. You're selling your expertise, your experience, and your opinions, or you're entertaining them. It's an on-demand kind of thing. And different revenue streams and this kind of thing would be like affiliates or royalties or speaker fees or course fees. You're looking to sell your expertise and your thought leadership in the teacher model. The last one I want to talk about is one that I don't necessarily focus my trainings on, but it's the maker model. So this is that making of products, like the candle maker I was talking about. And they often just create, they consider themselves a creator or an artist. And this would include selling their products in an e-commerce site or in a brick and mortar, or they're wholesaling to other businesses that are selling their products. So these are the different models. I want you to kind of sit with it right now and ask yourself, am I doing the maker model, the teacher model, the agency, the consulting, or the service? And I want you to pick one. So part of being sustainable is allowing yourself to stay in one lane at a time, especially when you're just starting out. You're going to be tempted to do all of the things, but I really want to challenge you to pick one thing, because often we think we have to be three or four things, and then we're too many things. We have too many options. Our energy is stretched in too many places, and you don't become the expert. So really knowing what your specialty is and what your niche is very, very important. All right. The third area is, in developing your business, is scalability. Once enjoyment and sustainability is formed, we then need to ask the question, what is the next natural step? So what did I just say? Stay in one lane, figure it out, do your thing. But you also want to know that the business could scale. So now I want to introduce you to the hybrid business model option. When we look at the different business models, now, once you have it, some sustainability, then you can begin to see how you could have some crossover in your models. So for example, a service model business could adapt the teacher model into the business. And that could look like offering a group and private coaching hybrid program together, adding speaking to your work as a thought leader, things like that. Very easy to then add scalability. Scalability can also look like hiring team, bringing in other service providers. There's lots of different things that you can do to create scalability. When one looks at scalability, we want to begin to future cast and envision the company you want to scale to. So I highly recommend working with either a project manager or a business strategist like myself to help you blend the styles together. Otherwise, what will happen is your business may wobble, which will then have a negative effect on your brand and your credibility, because it's going to look that way forward facing with your brand presence as well. Scalability is so essential to touch on and look at in the beginning. I just don't want you acting on, oh, we can do this and we can do this and oh, let's add this. And now you're doing 20 different things and your energy is so diluted that you get nowhere, you get exhausted and you give up. So we don't want to do that, but you want to see it from a bird's eye point of view and say, okay, yes, we can scale. Yes, it can grow to this. Let's start here. Let's start with the teacher model, for example, and do online courses, right? But then we can move to an agency model down the road. We really want to be aware of where we are headed. The last area is repeatability. Once you have dialed in your processes and your systems, you can create something that is repeatable. Yes, this is the magic spot. When we can say, I have a method or a step-by-step process that delivers results, then you bring credibility to your business. Repeatability is really you saying, I have a system, I have a method, I know how to get you from A to B. I know how to help you take that idea, that dream, that desire to have to be your own business owner, to be your own boss, to make an impact in the world, to leave your love legacy. You guys know that's what I'm all about. Leaving that love legacy. You know you want to leave it, but you need someone like me to help you really dial in what that needs to look like and then begin to structure how you hold space for others. And then once you've done that, it's like, well, then how do I brand myself? How do I create this brand of me? And how do I attract my ideal clients? And then once I've attracted them, how do I sell them a program? How do I structure a program? What does that look like? And so when you work with me, for example, in the Sacred Business Incubator, which is our 6-month group coaching program that gives you the roadmap to help you identify all of these things. And by the end of it, you're out there, you're doing your thing, your business is live, and you're serving someone else, creating a roadmap to help you walk through it is everything, because it cuts down years of learning and trying to figure it out. And there's nothing like some accountability sprinkled in to keep you moving. So if you're feeling called to be a service provider and you're wondering, where do I begin? Well, I have the Sacred Business Incubator. I'd love for you to come and join us. But you also have your own inquiry of asking, who am I serving and how do I want to help them and what's that going to look like? From there, you start asking yourself, what is next? We begin to ask ourselves questions like, what service and offerings am I going to give? Where will I sell my products and services? How do I make money? And what is my brand voice? What message do I stand on? What's important to me? There are so many elements of running a successful service business and that you need a great business model. So now that I've given you all of these business models to consider, now you get to ask yourself, which one will I start with? Even if you've already started your business, I want you to just step back for a moment and ask yourself, what model am I doing? And am I already trying to be a hybrid? Am I already mixing it up too much? Maybe I should pull back and really ask myself, what is bringing me enjoyment? What is going to bring sustainability to this business? And what is scalable? And what is repeatable? And where should my energy be going so that I can create a brand and I can develop a business that I truly wholeheartedly love? All right, I already talked about the Sacred Business Incubator. I want to invite you to come and join us. We open enrollment 2 times a year, mid-August and in February. So take a look, check us out. Our next cohort begins on August 16th. I want to see you join us. If you're feeling called, if you feel like this is a space that you enjoy my thought leadership, you enjoy the conversations that we have, and you're ready. You're ready to take things to the next level. You're ready to elevate your dreams and make them into reality, a space where you don't have to go it alone, that you get to be in a small cohort of other female leaders who are creating and exploring their dreams and their offerings and what they want to bring to the world, then this is the place for you. I have been doing this thing for a really long time, and I have created a process that I know is serving our cohort members to the next level. The Sacred Business Incubator is something that is special and unique. It is for the feminized leader who is really feeling called to show up in a new way of doing business, to actually take herself seriously, to level up to that CEO, to the one that is here to make an impact and leave that love legacy. So I invite you to enroll. I invite you to reach out and ask me more about it. I'm always happy to respond in DMs and in email. You can find all of our contact information, and all of the information around the Sacred Business Incubator is also available in the show notes. So check it out. You also could go to joykaya.com/courses to find the course there as well. Thank you so, so much for listening today. I really do hope that this conversation about growing a business that you love has truly served you. I know for me, I'm having a conversation that I wish that I heard over a decade ago before I really started this entrepreneurial journey. My friend, this is why I have these conversations, because I know that we all need them. We all need to be reminded that we don't have to go it alone, that we can rise bigger, bolder, and better together. I want to thank you again. I do appreciate you joining in. If you loved the show, take a screenshot, share it on social media, tag me at Joy Kaya. Leave us a review, whatever feels good to you. But I am so, so grateful for your listenership, and I appreciate you. And until next time, have a beautiful, blessed day.